तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
भगवान से दैट आवर रियल एनिमी इज राग एंड द्वेष एंड ऑल द राग एंड द्वेष लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स दे आर सीटेड इन आवर इंद्रिय इन आवर सेंसेस एंड दे आर आवर एनिमी सो वी शुड बी वेरी अलर्ट विजिलेंट अबाउट दैट। सो अर्जुन वॉज थिंकिंग वेदर एनीथिंग समथिंग डीपर इनसाइड I think more subtle than the raga and dvesh. Therefore, he asked a question to Bhagwan. Athakena prayuktoyam papam charite purusah anichannapi varshneya baladivani yojitah. Athakena impelled by what? Papam charite purusah. A person commits sin. Anichannapi. Even if you think that no, this is not correct. Baladivan yojita, somebody is forcing, something is forcing him to act that way, to commit that sin. Anichanapi, paap. Sri Bhagwan Uvacha, Bhagwan will say, yes, kaam isa krodha isa rajogun samadva. It is kaam only, it is desire, anger. Desire not fulfilled, result into anger. And how it is coming? Rajogun. It is the function of the Rajogun. Rajogun samudva. Truly speaking, we all know this kaam is nothing but raga and dvesh. What is raga and dvesh? Vasana. How kaam is coming? From the vasana is coming. So Lord has already given the answer earlier also. But now he is saying, now it is kaam. Kaam is a krodesa. So what kaam does? He says, Dumene abriyate vanni yatha adarso malena cha yatha ulbena abritah garva tatha tenet tena idam abritam. Tena idam. Because of the kaam, because of the desire, our knowledge is covered, you know. Because of desire, our knowledge is covered. Knowledge tells us this is not correct. Don't do it. But it is covered. Why? Because of kamana. How it is covered? Lord gives three examples. Like fire is enveloped by smoke, mirror covered by dust, or covered by womb. That we have seen in detail why Lord has given three examples. In the same way, our knowledge is covered. Our knowledge is covered by that kaam. Then abritam jnanam etena jnanino nityavarina. And this covers our wisdom. Therefore, this kaam is what? Nityavarina. Nityavarina, constant enemy. It's our enemy. काम रूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्परेण अनलेन च. एंड इट्स नेचर इज काम रूप, डिजायर इज अवर एनिमी. वाई दुष्पुरेण अनअपीजेबल. हाउ? लाइक फायर. यू गो ऑन पुटिंग फ्यूअल इन द फायर, इट विल नॉट स्टॉप. इट विल नेवर से नो, बस हो गया और मत दो. नो. यू गो ऑन फुलफिलिंग योर डिजायर, इट विल नेवर एंड. इट विल नेवर एंड. दिस इज अवर ओन एक्सपीरियंस. अवर ओन एक्सपीरियंस टेल दिस दैट इट विल नॉट स्टॉप. ओके भगवान, इफ यू आर सेइंग दिस इज अवर एनिमी, आई एक्सेप्ट. सो वेयर इज दिस एनिमी रिसाइडिंग इन अस? प्लीज टेल मी इट्स लोकेशन. भगवान से जो के आई विल टेल यू. इंद्रियानी मनोबुद्धि अस्य अधिष्ठानम उच्यते. अधिष्ठानम इट्स सीट. इंद्रिय, सेंसेस, मन, माइंड, बुद्धि, दीज आर द थ्री प्लेसेस. इन द केस ऑफ राग द्वेष ऑल्सो भगवान द सेड सेम थिंग. द सीट ऑफ राग द्वेष इज ऑल द इंद्रियास. सो हियर ऑल्सो इट इज सेड इंद्रियानी मनोबुद्धि अस्य अधिष्ठानम उच्यते एतर विमोयति एष ज्ञानम आवृत्य देहिनम. दिस डेल्यूट्स अस. The calm, the desire, it deludes us. Jnanam abritya deinam. And this jnanam, this our wisdom, is covered by this kamana, this desire. Okay, Bhagwan understood the signs that our knowledge is covered by this kamana. What is to be done? Give us the answer also to that also. Make it clear. Therefore, Bhagwan says in verse number 41, slok number 41.
Tasmatvam indriyanyadau. Tasmatvam indriyanyadau. Niyamya bharatarshabha. Niyamya bharatarshabha. Papmanam prajayenam. पाप्मानं प्रजहीयेनं ज्ञानविज्ञाननाशनं ज्ञानविज्ञाननाशनं तस्मात्त्वं इन्द्रियान्यादौ नियम्य भरतर्षभ पाप्मानं प्रजहीयेनं ज्ञानविज्ञाननाशनं.
Tasmat, therefore, this is conclusion, this is nigman. What is to be done? Tasmat, therefore, tam, O Arjun, indriyani yadav niyamya, indriya, all the senses, niyamya, you control. When? Adav, in beginning, first you control. First step is you control your senses. O Bhartarsabha, O best of Bharat, papmanam. This काम is sinful. काम प्रजही प्रकर्षेन जही. Kill it. Kill it. प्रजही. He surely, no other way out. Surely you kill this काम. एनम this ज्ञान विज्ञान नाशनम. It is the destroy of knowledge and wisdom. I got knowledge and then I got it also. विज्ञान also I got it. I got the experience of Atman, but still this kamana deludes us. So Lord says, therefore, O Arjun, first you have to control your senses and then kill this sinful thing which destroys our knowledge and wisdom. Okay. So Lord has already told us the seat is Indriya, senses, mind and intellect are these three instruments through which desire acts. So desire take the help of these three, mana, buddhi and our indriyas. So what is to be done? Reject sankalp in the beginning only. We know the kamana, desire starts from sankalpa. Sankalp is only a kalpana. Only an imagination. A thought comes. I should have vanilla ice cream. A thought just came. Bhagwan says, at that sankalp level, you stop it. You reject it. Because this desire will bribe mind and intellect with soban buddhi. Soban buddhi, it will tell again and again, oh, this vanilla ice cream, you know, it will give you joy. It's so hot today, you must have it. Soban buddhi, it gives you. So don't give time to desire. If you start brooding over, thinking over that vanilla ice cream, vanilla ice cream, vanilla, desire will be, strong desire will be happening. So this desire will capture our senses, mind and intellect before you get deluded, control it. Adau niyamma. Before you get deluded, before this desire become irresistible, control it. At what stage? At the stage of sankalpa. At that stage you control it. No. You know, I get some sukh even while I thinking about vanilla ice cream. You know, just thinking also give me joy, you know. So Bhagavan says, I have already told you, dhyayato vishyan punsa sangastesu bajayate. You know how you will fall, step by step, step by step, step, khatam, will fall. If you go on thinking on that, this is going to happen. And if you want to experiment, you can do it at home. Start thinking of any object and the result will be desire. Kamna will come. So we have to act very fast, you know, very fast. At the stage of sankalp itself, you have to take action. Some viruses are such that they go into the mind. They people say, meningitis ho gaya, ye flu tha iska, this has become gone, this fever has gone there. He should have acted early. Now we are getting corona. Oh, it has entered in the lung. He should have acted early. Pahle karna tha. So you have to act very fast. The moment sankalpa, patapat. Khatam karo. How to do it? Take the name of the Lord. First you try to change. Kamna bhai Bhagwan ka naam lo. It will help you. What is the effect of this desire? Gyan, vigyan, nasanam. Gyan, knowledge, vigyan. I experience it. Aparoksha anubhuti. This gyan became vigyan for me. But still I get deluded. I may fall. You all know Vishwamitra and Menaka. Vishwamitra was a realized soul sitting in meditation. Menaka, the most beautiful apsara, came. Then after that, what happened? Gaya meditation. Kya hua? Shakuntala was born. Lo. Jnana vijnana nasanam. Or in our parlance, you know, this Andhra pickle, you know, is very hot, very tasty. Very tasty. What will the effect? Go inside, create ulcer. Jnana vijnana nasanam. You know what is going to happen. Or there are many types of snacks. You say mungfali or chana churi, you start eating. You don't stop after that. Again refill. Pap manam. Since it is jnana vijnana nasanam, it is pap manam, it is sinful. This kamana desire is sinful. Prajahi kam, therefore prajahi prakarsena jai, kill this. Lord is not saying suppress it. Lord is not saying fulfill it. Lord is saying prakarsena jai, why kill? We have already seen earlier, if you want to conquer your enemy, there are only four ways. What is that? One is the saman, no negotiation possible in the case of irresistible desire. Desire will not listen. Danam, acha half lelo, half chhod do, thoda kar lo. No! 100% I have to fulfill. Bhed, you cannot make bhed. Why no bhed? Because rajogun and kam are together. You can separate them. In political party, you can break some people, some MLAs or MLCs or some minister. They change party. There you can do it. But in the case of Kam and Rajogun, you cannot separate. So that is not applicable. The fourth one is Danda. Punish it. Kill it. Same thing Lord has said here. If you want to win over this Kam, your Saman, Danam, Bhed will not apply. What will apply? Danda. Punishment. Same thing Bhagwan is saying, Prajai. Now if some guru tells you, oh, you don't have to, you know, the sense enjoyment, continuous sense enjoyment. Kuch nahi hota hai, fulfill your desire. Guruji says, never go to such guru. Never go to such guru, because if you fulfill one desire, other will come. Our own experience. But a guru which tells you, control your senses, control. He seems to be like a Satru. I want to enjoy vanilla ice cream, but he's saying, no, don't. He seems to be like a Satru, he's my enemy. But truly speaking, he is your guru. He is a true friend. So don't follow Charvak. What is Charvak? Rinam kritva ghritam pivet. Borrow money, drink ghee. Borrow and enjoy. But you have to pay later. Are kaun dekha hai? Next janm hoga ki nahi hoga? Borrow. And enjoy. Okay. So this enemy is very powerful, number one. So our weapon should be more powerful than this kamana. More powerful. What is that weapon? Be very careful.
Indriyani paranyahu.
Indriyani paranyahu.
Indriyebhyah param manaha.
Indriyebhyah param manaha.
Manasastu parabuddhihi.
Manasastu parabuddhihi.
Yo buddhe paratastu saha.
Yo buddhe parasastu saha.
Indriyani paranyahu. Indriyebhyah param manaha. Manasastu param buddhi. Yo buddhe parasastu saha.
Indriyani paranyahu. Indriyani paranyahu. It is said, Ahum is said. What is said? That indriya, the senses, are parani means superior. Superior to what? Superior to sense object, superior to your body, gross object of the world. Indriyani paranahu. Indriyebhya parammana. And mind is superior to senses. Mind is superior to senses. Manasa tu parabuddhi. And intellect is superior to mind. Those who are studying Vedanta, they all know this thing. Very simple thing. Indriyas are gross. Subtler than indriyas is mind. Subtler than mind is buddhi. Buddhi controls mind. Mind controls senses. And senses are subtler than the gross objects. This is known to us. Ya buddhe parata tusa. Ya buddhe. Buddhe means who is greater than this intellect. Saha means that Atman. So Atman is greater, subtler, more powerful than Buddhi. What is this Buddhi? We'll see. So what is the sequence? Senses are subtler than gross objects. Subtler than senses is mind. Subtler than mind is intellect, and the subtlest is Atman. Subtlest is Atman. Okay, indriyani are superior to sense object body. Why? Why? Because they illumine vishay or body. Vishay means sense object. Therefore, in Sanskrit, we'll say prakasatvat. Prakasatvat. Indriya illumines sense objects. Indriya illumines sex objects. So higher than indriya is mind. Higher than indriya is mind. What is mind? Sankalpa vikalpatmakam manaha. Sankalpa vikalpa. Okay. It is the mind which propels indriya. If the mind is not there, indriya will not function. They are pravartak. Pravartak. So therefore, higher than indriya is mind. Why? Pravartakatvat. Pravartakatvat. Because they impel. They propel. In Kathopanishad it is said, mind is rain and all the senses are horses. Mind is rain. A similar verse is there in Kathopanishad also. Little bit different. But we are not going to discuss that. Little bit different. But the same steps are the same. Subtler than senses is mind. Subtler than mind is intellect. Subtler than intellect is saha. That Atman. So higher than mind is buddhi. What is buddhi? Nishchaya atmika buddhi. In Tattva Bodh we have studied. So it takes decision. Buddhi is vigyan sarthi. Buddhi is sarthi. So is superior by nischayatmikatvat. Nischayatmikatvat. Buddhi is superior. Buddhe partatusa. Buddhe partatusa. Ultimate superior is self. Okay. Self is the core of a jeev. Self is the innermost. We call it pratyak atma. Innermost is this Atman. And this Atman is superior to everything. Why? Because it is Sakshitvat and Paramananda Rupatvat. Because of the two qualities of Atman, it is Sakshi and it is gives you Ananda. Paramananda Rupatvat. Vishay has got Alpananda. Truly speaking, Vishay, the sense object, has no Ananda. It is only reflected Ananda. The source of all Ananda is that Paramananda only. Okay. So how to get that Atman? How to get that Atman? How to utilize that Atman to kill this Kama? Earlier I told you we need a powerful weapon. We need a very powerful weapon to kill this Kama. Okay, then he says, last verse of this chapter.
Evam buddhe param buddhva.
Evam buddhe param buddhva.
Samstabhyatmanam atmana.
Samstabhyatmanam atmana.
Jahi shatrum mahabaho.
Jahi shatrum mahabaho.
Kamarupam durasadam.
Kamarupam durasadam.
Evam buddhe param buddhva. Samstabhyatmanam atmana. Jahi shatrum mahabaho. Kamarupam durasadam.
Evam buddhe param buddhva. So, evam thus buddhe, then buddhi, param buddhva, superior, having known. So what is superior to buddhi? Atman is superior, having known this thing. Sanstabhya atmanam atmana. Sanstabhya, restrain yourself by yourself. Restrain yourself by yourself. Jahi satrum mahabaho. Jahi, kill. Earlier it was said prajahi. Lord is not changing his decision. You have to kill it. Jahi. Prajahi. Jahi. Satrum. Who is this Satru? Kam. Desire. Satrum.
Mahabaho, Kamarupam, in the form of desire, Durasadam, hard to conquer. Hard to conquer. We will see that there is no other way also. There is only one method. We will prove it today. If you want to win this kam, only one method is available. There is no other method. Don't go and try any other method. It will not work. So thus knowing him, him means that Atman, who is superior to intellect, and restraining the self by self, O Mahabaho, slay, kill the enemy in the form of desire, no doubt, hard indeed to conquer. Buddhi, Lord has taken only word buddhi. So with this buddhi, we have to understand the whole assembly, senses, mind, intellect, objects. Atman is superior to all this, is it not so? Subtler than object is senses. Subtler than senses is mind. Subtler than mind is intellect. And subtler than buddhi is Atman. Therefore, the Atman is the subtlest of all these things. By the word buddhi, Bhagwan is referring all things which are grosser to Atman. Buddha, gyatva. Gyatva means Atma by aparokshanubhuti, not only by sravan. Aparokshanubhuti is required. What is aparokshanubhuti? In Nidhityasan, you will go to Nirvikap Samadhi. Experience it. In Bhakti Mark, it was said that you do the bhakti, he will come, Lord will come. And he will tell you who is he. He will tell you, I am Bhagwan. He will tell you. Atmanam Atmana Sanstabhya, holding, restraining yourself by yourself. What is this meaning of yourself by yourself? Control everything by your intellect. Control mind by intellect. Our present position is that mind is controlling our intellect now. Who will control? Intellect will control mind and senses. Buddhi. Udhret Atmana Atmanam. In chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita will say, you have to lift yourself. You have to control yourself. You have to control your senses. Then he says, when knowledge of self dawns, then even rush of visaya also end. When the knowledge of self dawns, even the seed of vasanas or seed of desire will also end. Rasavarjam rasopasya param drishtva nivartate. Slok number 59 of chapter 2. When you come to know or experience that Atman, what will happen? Your agyan is gone. Agyan means what? Vasana is gone. Vasana means what? Likes and dislikes gone. If likes and dislikes are gone, there is no question of calm. Because the desire comes at the mind and intellect level because of the vasanas, because of the likes and dislikes. When I come to experience Atman, all my agyan, ignorance is over. There is not even a trace of desire now. Not even a trace of desire is there. So real conquest will of desire is only when the rush also ended on self-knowledge. Real. Only method. So with Atmagyan, control yourself and quieten yourself, block mind of the desire, thus conquer enemy. Now I am going to prove there is no other way. Can I control desire by any other means? Answer is, kaam is durasadam. There is no other means. There is no other means. Agyan will go away by jnan only. There is no other method. Agyan means vasana. Vasana means likes, dislikes, rag and dvesh. These rag and dvesh, these vasanas, they will go away only by knowledge. There is no other method.
It is difficult to capture desire. So long as the jivatva is there, individuality is there, be careful. So long the jivatva is there, incompleteness will be there. So long I consider myself an individual, I am a jiva, that means I am incomplete, and to make myself complete, I will go to the world outside to collect sense objects, to collect dollar, to collect property, to collect wealth. In order to make myself complete. That means, so long the jivatva is there, desire will be there. So long the jivatva is there, individuality is there, incompleteness is there, desire will be there. When jivatva ends, how jivatva will end? Jivatva will end only by self-knowledge, Atmagyan. Jivatva will end only by knowledge of self, and then incompleteness ends. If an incompleteness ends, desire ends. Very scientifically. So what is the powerful only one weapon to end kamana, desire, is the knowledge of self. Knowledge of self. So therefore, final option, self-knowledge, hold on to Atma-gyan, conquer desire. Then, same thing is said in Mundaka Upanishad, vidyate hriday ganti chidyante sarva sansaya, chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare, tasmin drishte paravare. When I am able to see that Atman, tasmin drishte paravare, then what will happen? Vidyate hriday ganti. What is hriday ganti? Hriday ganti is a vidya kam karma. Kam karma has come, you see. When you see that param, tasmin drishte paravare, vidyate hriday ganti, your hriday granti will be destroyed. What is this hriday granti? Avidya kam karma is the hriday granti. That is what I want to destroy. Kam is one of the factor. Avidya is also one factor. Likes and dislikes, raga and dvesha, same thing. It will end only with the knowledge of the sarva. Vidyate hriday granti, chidyante sarva sansaya. All the doubts will be dispelled. What are the doubts? Who is Ishwar? Who is jiva? What is this jagat? Jeev Jagat is where we have got lot of doubts, lot of questions. That doubts also will be gone. Chiyante chasya karmani. And all your karma, which has not fructified yet, that means Sanchit karma and Agami karma, they all will be burned. Chiyante khatam. Except Prarabdha. Except Prarabdha, all the karma will be burned. No more birth because of your past actions. Tasmin drishte paravare. Therefore, we should try to get knowledge. So you must have clarity first. What is the weapon required to kill this kam? Only method, knowledge of self. That clarity should be there. And how will you get this knowledge? First step. This is second step. What is first step? All of chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. What did it say? Karma Yoga. We have to do Karma Yoga. Why? For purification of mind. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also we are studying the same thing. All the karmas should be for the Bhagavan only. Sarvada sarvabhavena. You have to do the puja Bhagavan. You have to do. So the weapon for ending knowledge is get the knowledge and the desire. That's all. And now I have proved scientifically. There is no other method. There is no other method. Satru is powerful. Enemy is powerful. Enemy is our desire. And this desire requires a powerful weapon, and this powerful weapon is self-knowledge, because self-knowledge is jnana. This jnana will remove your ajnana. Ajnana is vasana. Vasana is nothing but raga and dvesh. Because of raga and dvesh, the kamana is coming. And if you want to end your kamana, your raga and dvesh, or vasana, or ajnana, then we have to have jnana. Knowledge of self is required. So with this, we end chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Now we'll chant the Puspika Vakya.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Karma Yoga Nama Tritiyodhyaya.
So this chapter told about the Brahma Vidya. We have to get self-knowledge. And how to reach to that self-knowledge? Yoga Shastra. How to unite with that? That also is it. We have to do Karma Yoga. So step number one, Karma Yoga. Step number two, get knowledge. What will happen? All kamana desires will end. Ajnana will end. So this is what we have to do. So we have completed chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.